Possibilities. Clarity. That is sometimes, brothers and sisters, what I feel during the Divine Liturgy, especially the early Divine Liturgy. We had liturgy today for the beheading of St. John the Baptist at 6 o'clock in the morning. And during that liturgy, there was a moment when the Kontakion was sung that everything seemed so clear. Does that ever happen to you? It just seems clear what your purpose is, what is right and what is wrong. You see things as they really are. And then you have within you this feeling that I'm going to do better. You know, St. John spoke against immorality and against sin, against the status quo. And yet his life externally looked like a failure. He went to the jail, and later on he was beheaded and forgotten by the Jewish leaders. And yet we remember him as the greatest born of woman. If we could have his zeal, understand what is important in life, if we had that all the time, not just for a moment in time, which I hope you feel sometimes. Sometimes that moment of clarity where it just seems like this is what's right. This is what I should do. And somehow you have this confidence in you that I'm going to be able to do it with God's help. Somehow, me, the lump of clay, is going to somehow be able to become truly good. Christ promised it. I talk about it all the time. It's true. And yet, the evidence is to the contrary in the way we live. But sometimes there's just those moments. And for me, the moment was during the Divine Liturgy, and also at two times. One was during the singing of some of the verses of the Beatitudes, and those verses are taken from portions of the canon for Matins. We didn't serve Matins yesterday, so the only portion of Matins that I heard was from the canon. And it was contrasting the sensuality and lust of Herodias and her daughter, and the lack of courage of Herod with the courage and righteousness of St. John. But then, after these were sung, then comes, after the entrance, the singing of the Troparion Kontakia. And this Kontakion just seemed like it was a laser into my heart. It was beautiful. Now, the Kontakion is, I'll just say it aloud here, the glorious beheading of the forerunner was part of God's dispensation, that he might proclaim to those in Hades the coming of the Savior, that Herodias, who demanded the iniquitous murder, therefore lament, for she loved not the law of God nor the age of life, but rather this one false and fleeting. Just the night before, I had listened to a video on prayer by the Elder Cleopa, who is reposed. He was a Romanian father, and I'm eventually going to send it to the entire blog because it's such a beautiful video. It's he speaks in Romanian, but it's translated into English. Very simple words, but very powerful words. And he speaks about the intransitoriness of life. And this Kontakion speaks about that. Herodias, she was married to Herod's brother Philip, didn't want him because he must not have been a powerful enough person, became the consort of Herod, and was rebuked for it by John the Baptist. The interesting thing is Herod would listen to John's rebukes. John, it says in the scriptures in St. Mark's Gospel that he actually listened to him gladly. So Herod, there was something in the man that wanted to be good, just not enough. I think we're like that a lot. We hear Christ gladly, but then when it comes to truly doing the things of Christ, we fall short. Well, Herodias, there were no pretenses with her. She didn't hear St. John gladly. She wanted to get rid of him. And for a long time, she'd worked to be able to kill him. But the scriptures say that Herod held him in protection. So then comes the time of drunkenness and feasting and dancing, which is really a euphemism. She danced lewdly, and a bunch of drunken old men clapping and thinking everything was fine and enjoying themselves. And then Herod, in his cuffs, saying something very foolish, saying, "I'll give you everything you want, up to half of my kingdom." It's a fleeting life. His kingdom is fleeting. The only thing permanent in Herod's life was what St. John said to him. And he listened, but he did not do. So it was as if he didn't even hear him. So, of course, we know the story. The Baptist head was cut off and taken on a platter to the mother. And John's life was over, his earthly life. And yet, his life was not false and fleeting because he did something permanent in life. He lived according to the gospel. He lived according to the way of righteousness. He knew what was permanent and what was not. Herod was in the presence of permanence when he spoke to St. John. But he didn't love permanence more than he loved his own life and his own depravity and the fact that he could give parties and be the first in feasts and be called king. And eventually he would die, and his life, like a candle, would be snuffed out and would be no more. That's the way it is with people who don't follow Christ. Their life is snuffed out, and they are no more. Whatever they did, whether they built bridges, whether they became kings and presidents, whether they were powerful, whether they were paupers, it's all done. It's all over when they're dead. And this we know, and yet we don't live like it. Well, this Kantakian speaks of a false and fleeting life. Herodias loved the life of parties and of being desired by a king and of power and of her beauty. And eventually she died and all of it was gone. And all that kind of flashed before my mind when I heard that Kantakian. And within my heart, I thought, I'm going to follow the life that's not false and fleeting. Jesus Christ abides within me. Here I am serving right at the altar. And the unbloody sacrifice is about to be accomplished. And what possibilities there are for me now. If I just live my life according to what's true, and not what is false and fleeting. If I can evaluate everything that comes across my eyes and my life, is it permanent or is it not? If it's not permanent, I don't want it. If it's permanent, then I will do what I can to keep it. And I'll tell you, the only thing that's permanent is Jesus Christ. Nothing else lasts. Nothing else is worth trying to keep. That's what I thought of when I heard this Kantakian. There are these moments of clarity sometimes, especially in the early morning service. May God help us to live a life that is according to truth and according to permanence, not one that is false and fleeting.